On capetalk.co.za.
On the app.
On DStv channel 885.
And across the city on 567 AM.
Join the conversation.
This is Cape Talk.
Generational cohorts have also demonstrated differences in their financial priorities, and this is largely due to the fact that as people age, their spending and saving patterns change from time to time. And today, millennials have changed the way that they actually prioritize their spending and savings. And according to the old Mutual Millennial Report, the millennial generation is also more likely than previous ones to take on personal loans for things that don't generate an income or that will actually depreciate over time. And this morning we've invited Denise Nietling to chat to us. She's head of marketing at Pay Me Now. Denise, a very good morning to you and welcome to Cape Talk.
Good morning, Zane. Thank you so much. Thanks for the opportunity to talk to you.
They say that 64% of millennials compared to 14% of older generations have personal loans and spend roughly up to 35% of their income paying off that debt. Where did the pressure come from? And, we were taught that you make as little as possible debt as you can. I mean, a number of people were able in the, earlier years to live completely debt-free. They could buy a house, they could buy a car, and some people even up to now tend to live debt-free. Why are millennials changing these patterns?
Well, you've got to remember that at the moment, everything is costing more. The cost of living crisis is a real thing. Around the world, everybody's feeling the pinch. So millennials have become known. They've got a reputation for being the flashy generation, the most prone to spending generation. And they're the generation that wants instant gratification. I mean, that's what they grew up with. So firstly, like you mentioned, the old Mutual report gave interesting insights on their spending habits and all that. But on Pay Me Now, we've seen a trend, but also some similarities between millennial spending habits compared to, say, Generation X spending habits. I mean, as you know, on Pay Me Now, you either get a salary advance or access to your earned wages that you've already earned. But you can also buy vouchers on Pay Me Now to pay for food and for other necessity items. But the pressure is a lot harder or a lot more on millennials nowadays. As stated in the old Mutual report, which you've also referenced, millennials are also a generation that has to care for other financially dependent family members. And it says in the report also that they spend a lot of their money, they have to play asset catch-up. So they're wanting to buy more expensive things sooner, but because the cost of living crisis is real and they've only got X amount of money or cash to spend on it, then they revert to credit and they revert to loans and all that. So that gets them into the debt cycle. And unfortunately, it's such a spiraling cycle to get into that once you're in there, it's really difficult to come out. So I think that is what's adding to the debt at the moment. It's just the fact that they caring for a lot more people financially, but they spending, the report makes reference to them. They found that 35% are saving money because they need to pay back debt, which is compared to 13% of older generations. So I think it's just the change of times and how that life nowadays has influenced them.
I think we need to break it down into two categories because, millennials on the one hand, for instance, we used to go out and buy a trolley of groceries for the month. And once that trolley is up, the groceries are up and that's it. And you have to, maybe go and add or just adjust your purchasing. These days, it is more convenient. So you buy as you need and you buy as you require. But then also, it's not a case of millennials, for instance, just buying as they require. A lot of millennials also have the responsibility of taking care of a family, which is the so-called black tax, if I'm actually not incorrect here. But taking care of the rest of the family, sending money home, in order to take care of the elders and stuff like that. So has that pressure just become more on millennials and they find themselves in this debt spiral?
Oh, definitely. Like I said earlier on, millennials are a generation that they grew up in the instant era. So So for them, they grew up with instant gratification. If you want to find out something, information, way back in the day, we had to go to a library to be able to do that. Whereas nowadays, everything is instantly available to them. And I think that's also because they want to instantly have a specific level of lifestyle and all that. But that is why on PayMeNow, we've tried to play into that instant desire for them. Because on PayMeNow, like I mentioned, we've got vouchers for value-added services that you can buy, which adds to them being instantly able to get vouchers for food and instantly vouchers for data and instantly vouchers for electricity and so on and so forth. But it's definitely, the pressure is definitely higher up on them. Like you say, apart from them having their own families or immediate family to care for, there's also other financially dependent relatives that are not children, but are also dependent on them. And I think that is really putting a burden on their spending habits and their cash flow.
0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. There are definite disparities between generations and how generations see spending, how they see saving, and how they see and perceive debt. As a matter of fact, these days it is quite easy to go out there and get anything that you want or most things that you want. But also it becomes difficult because is there a question like, you know, good debt to have? Because we are also very often told that you need a credit record. You need credit in order to, you know, in order to get credit, you need to have credit. So if you don't have credit, you are not able to access any other form of credit.
No, that is correct. It's very difficult, but because the education might not be in place on what is good credit, like you said, what's good credit versus what is bad credit, which is why on PayMeNow also we have education modules that are instantly available. Again, playing into the instant gratification for the millennials, so you can instantly educate yourself on PayMeNow with these education modules, which will teach you about credit. It teaches you how to set up a budget. It teaches you about saving. It teaches you about investment. And the great thing, PayMeNow is a data-free app. So if you are with an employer that's partnered with PayMeNow and you have access to the PayMeNow app, you can use the app to educate yourself and, like you say, learn about what is good credit to have, what is bad credit to have, and in that way become more financially savvy. The main thing we want to break is because, like I said, they're not necessarily getting access to proper credit and all that. They're resorting to loan sharks and machinistas and therefore supporting the debt spiral that they're in. So I think it comes down to education, which is the most powerful thing you can do, and financial literacy to pull you out of that cycle and to put you on a financially successful path.
Speaking of millennial spending habits and optional financial tools that can help you curb your debt, we have Denise Nietling, the head of marketing at PayMeNow, speaking to us about the fact that there is this generational gap between the different generations. How do we actually get millennials to understand? Because obviously there has got to be a difference between want and need, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. The main a need is something that you need to get. I'm getting so overexcited. I'm stumbling over my own words. A need
good.
Is something that you need for your everyday life, a necessity item. So it's what you need to be able to go about your daily life. A want is a luxury. A want is something that is not necessarily needed. You can live without it. You can survive without it. So food is a need. It's a necessity item that you need to have with you every day to be able to go about your daily life. A want is something completely different, and that is why we also need to educate the millennials on how to set up a budget. Because when you set up a budget, you'll know exactly where your money went instead of wondering at the end of the month where it went. So it's important when you set up the budget to have a list of needs and then a list of wants. Then you can allocate your money firstly to cover the needs of the month and then the wants. But like I said earlier, and like you also alluded to, unfortunately, to give these guys some credit, and that's the only credit I'm going to give them in this form, is because they really have to look after so many other family members. Their needs list is not just the needs of their own. They've also got to use their spending or adjust their spending habits to cover the needs of other family members that they need to care for. So I think that is also what's adding to them spending more is because they've got to satisfy the needs of other financially dependent family members as well.
Mm. When we look at the recent spate of increases and the petrol price went up and it really spiraled completely, I almost want to say out of control, but it wasn't out of control because obviously we had it in control. But the price was just so sky high that it becomes very difficult for you if you are working and you're a millennial. And I want to say this in defense of all millennials out there, that there's so much pressure to cope these days with the increases. There's an electricity increase. We now hear Eskom saying we want 32%. Electricity increase. Food prices go up. Your 2 liter cold drink will go up to 23.99, and when petrol comes down, it's not going to come down back again to R19.99. So we have these spiraling costs, and I think this is an added pressure on millennials, isn't it?
Oh, it's definitely added pressure on millennials, and it's really, the repercussions of what this can bring is really, it's worrying. It's a very negative repercussion that can happen with millennials. And with just, we're talking about the repercussions and the effects it has on them. In October month, which is just a day or two away, October month is Mental Health Awareness Month. So all the more reason that we need to address this issue as soon as possible. If we want to stop things from going bad to worse, the effects of of being in a debt spiral is so negative on your mental health, your mental well-being, and it also unfortunately gets carried over from one generation to the next, a future generation. So we really want to curb this as soon as possible. And I think the best way, again, we mentioned this earlier, but the best way to do this is through education, through allowing them access to educate themselves and become more financially savvy, because that's the only way in which we're going to break this cycle, and to ensure that the effects that we break the negative effects by empowering them so that they know how to manage their money better, and then they can rise out of the debt cycle and out of poverty as well.
Chatting this morning to Denise Nietling, head of marketing at PayMeNow. We've got Sharon on the line. Good morning, Sharon, and welcome to Cape Talk.
Yes, hi. Thanks for having me. Yeah, this thing with debt is very upsetting and stressful, because I was once a credit controller in the 70s, and if somebody wanted debt, they had to, there was a very strict formula about whether they could afford the debt, because at this point in time, the banks are just giving out credit willy-nilly because, well, they've obviously got their own agenda.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, people just trap themselves, end up with a bad credit record, and it destroys their lives. In the end, you know, there are good debt things that are good debt, like a house, which gives you a roof over your head and your family, and maybe a car that allows you to do your job, and then a few other things, like maybe a few policies that give you tertiary, you give your children tertiary education, or protect you in case you lose your job. But when I see how easily the banks give out credit and how often they offer it to you unsolicited, it's no wonder everybody's drowning in debt.
Sharon raises a very, very important point there, you know, in terms of how you perceive debt and what debt you get yourself into. Getting yourself into debt for a house or maybe a little car that you need, because you don't need the flashy BMW or the flashy car, let's say the flashy car at R9,500 a month, when you are actually only earning 20,000 or 18,000 rands a month. You don't need that 9,500 rand car. You can buy a car for 2,500 or 3,500, a very good car, as a matter of fact. So are we moving, or are we shifting that goalpost of debt to a situation and a place where we're going into the wrong direction, and not focus on, as I said, what you need, which is a car, a house maybe, and a couple of policies and things like that, which secures yourself financially, rather than exposing yourself to, I need a flashy car, I must have 7 accounts for clothing, and I must have, I must buy sneakers that are 2,000 rand a pair and stuff like that. And you know, you sit there and you know you can't afford it.
But exactly that, and I want to just touch on a point that Sharon mentioned about the credit being given out so casually. That again is why earned wage access is such an important tool to empower your staff and empower people, because you look at money differently when it's borrowed and compared to when it's earned. So when with PayMeNow and being an earned wage access platform, you get access to money you've already earned. So already, it's not a credit facility, it's not a loan. You've already worked for this money, and now we are just allowing you access to a percentage thereof to cover these costs. And also bear in mind, when you guys are speaking now about cars and taking out loans or getting credit for a car and so on and other flashy unnecessary items, but the people that we service, the greater group of people that we really want to help with earned wage access, these people live day to day. They have day to day expenses. They don't have a car. They have to get onto transport every single day to work and back home, for which they need cash in hand immediately.
Yeah.
And that is what earned wage access, how that can help them. So we're not getting you into a debt spiral, and not getting you in a position where credit is being given out, like you said. We are giving you access to money that you've worked for. There's no interest charged to it. There's no repayment. So it's really, it's putting you in control. And in that way, we want to break the debt cycle and not get people in a position where they are unable to pay back their money because they've already worked for this money. It's theirs. They deserve it.
Denise, I've just got a voice note, and I want to play this voice note very quickly before we go to news for you.
Zandy, we have a problem as well now with load shedding. It's like 50 hours from our grandson's salary. And, you know, it's hectic on us, you know. With load shedding, we can't pay our bills and stuff like it.
And that's the effect, eh? A number of people, no work, no pay when it comes to load shedding.
Exactly.
And the employer says to you, you know, unfortunately, this is it. You know, we can't pay you because we're not earning money. So how can we give you any money if we're not earning money? Denise, how can people get hold of PayMeNow?
Well, first of all, we've got a website where all details are paymenow.app. You can have a look at how the app works and how it can benefit you from an employer point of view. It is a great way to show your employees how you care for them, and it forms a great part of your employee assistance program. So have a look at our website, paymenow.app. We are also on LinkedIn, so the PayMeNow group is also on LinkedIn where you can get details, or you can email info@paymenow.app for any details or information or for a demo or anything. It's really, we want to create a more financially savvy and stable South Africa and really boost people financially to get back in control of their finances and just give them the dignity back of not having to ask for credit, not having to ask for a loan, but be in control of their own finances by getting access to their earned wages.
Denise Nietling, thank you so much. I almost wanted to say at the end of that, T's and C's apply.
We were happy to talk.
Denise, thank you so much. And that's the head of marketing at PayMeNow.